Right, you're listening to 95BFM. It's 15 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and you're listening to your Monday Drive with Hayley J. Hensel. I'm about to cross over live on the phone to an MC called Truck North. He hails from Philadelphia, and he's definitely destined to make his mark in the hip-hop community. And for the last 7 years or so, Truck North has been a part of some amazing musical projects, and he's been talked about a little bit, well, quite a bit, actually, on the internet. Said to be a protege and a frequent collaborator of the legendary Grammy Award-winning Roots Crew, among many other notable accomplishments. So let's introduce you to New Zealand listeners, Truck North. How are you today?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Wow,
I was actually a little mixed up, because when y'all said Monday, I was thinking Monday going into Tuesday, but it's all good.
Welcome to the future. Are you good? Are you good today?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm very, very good.
Great. And where have we hit you on the phone? Whereabouts are you right now?
I'm sorry?
Whereabouts are you right now geographically?
I'm in Philly.
You're in Philly?
About to celebrate Memorial Day.
Oh, cool. Are you going to do a gig tomorrow or...?
Probably not. Just a couple of cookouts. It's actually, you know, just getting a chance to hang out for once.
So, have you been busy with the Roots album, Rising Down?
Yeah, just doing a lot of promo stuff, running back and forth on tour with them. I was out in Washington D.C. with them last week, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Just running back and forth, on and off the road, working on my project, working on the next Roots title. It never stops.
Hey, what's that? Can you let us know what that is?
I mean, it's really in its formative stages right now. It's an embryo.
All right. Hey, can you tell us how you got hooked up with them? How did it all start for you?
I mean, I've been around. Well, actually, I grew up with Kamal's younger brother.
Oh, okay.
And I spent a lot of time in his household, so I always see Kamal. And when they would leave for tour, everybody would come pick Kamal up, and they would head out. So I was always around.
And
me and Kamal's brother, we had this little rap group in middle school and in high school, and Kamal kind of took us seriously probably about 7 years ago, and it kind of just launched off from there, from the tipping point to now.
Cool. And so what kind of stuff are you working on now on your own?
I'm working on an EP. Doesn't have a title yet. I have a ridiculous material that I just have to sort and release. But I mean, it's been a lot done. Like I just got finished doing some like three more songs tonight. So it's a bunch of stuff.
Cool. Who helps you do that? Who's in your team of people?
Got Kyrie Ferrari, Questlove, my man from Virginia, DJ Bear One, from this crew called the Control Freaks. I mean, it's pretty much self-contained. Dice Raw, Porn. Just everybody. Everybody's involved in everybody else's project in some way or another.
Hey, Criminal's an incredible track, by the way. You really tear that up. But it's getting quite a bit of airplay from the DJs down here in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, wow. Cool.
I've actually heard a few DJs on the radio pick that off the album to play. So, how did that track come about? Can you talk about that track with us?
Criminal was... How's Criminal come about? I mean, it was just one of those songs where, you know, we was working on the record and we were sitting in the studio conceptualizing and coming up with stuff. And Dice wrote the hook, and Porn actually tried out a verse first for Criminal.
Oh, what?
And I don't know how I happened to get on it. Like, I mean, like, the writing process is like, we get the beat, everybody writes a verse to it, and whatever sticks. And there's a series of rewrites after that that last for months and months.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's never a one-shot deal. Like, to get on the Roots album, you have to put in some work.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the pinnacle of Well, it's like, is it a dream come true for you to be on the Roots album? Or how do you? Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I wake up sometimes and it's still weird to me because I was a fan. I mean, I still am.
Right.
Black Thought's still my favorite MC, top five, dead or alive, like whatever. He's my homie, but it really doesn't matter. Like, I'm always been a fan. So, yeah, it gets a little weird sometimes, like, wow, are they really taking my input on this? Or what's going on?
Do they ask you, how did that sound?
It's weird. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, after Black records a verse, looking at me like, oh, did you like that? Yeah.
What do you say?
I'm like, yeah, what you mean? It's crazy.
Oh, wicked. And you're touring with them, so that must be a blast as well, because they're like one of the best live shows on the planet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So how many times do you get to rock the stage, like, during the nights? Do you come on and off? And
I mean, yeah, depending on the set.
Right.
You know, it may be three times, it may be once, it may be twice. They may not do any songs on more that night. Like, Amir is funny. Like, he kind of tweaks the set to his liking night by night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mad scientist.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, The Antidote, that's a compilation mixtape album that is due to be out soon. Is that right?
It's actually out.
Is it out?
It's available for free download. I don't know. I think it's still available for download on my MySpace page, but yes, it's out. We just let it go, you know.
Great.
Let it out and just try and get as much stuff out in the world as possible.
Cool.
But,
well,
people seem to like it.
Cool. I'll make sure I drop where people can get that from to our New Zealand listeners as well for you. Truck North. Hope everyone starts hitting you up in about 10 minutes, I'd say, on your MySpace page. Awesome. Well, I really want to wish you well for the future, because you just have impressed everyone here with your talents, bro. So best of luck with your EP.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And working on that. So and good luck with the rest of the touring. How many more dates do you guys have?
I don't even know. I think they were in Atlanta. I think they were in June on Friday.
Right.
It's probably a good 20-25 dates left.
Wow, that's awesome. That's so awesome. And have a really great Memorial Day tomorrow too.
Why thank you. I'm going to get trashed.
Great. We're actually going to drop Criminal for listeners again right now. So
cool.
Thanks so much for joining us on 95BFM in New Zealand. Everyone.
Thank you so much. Thanks New Zealand.
Cool. Take care.
You do the same.
Yeah, it is what it is, and that's how it go. Get treated like a criminal if crime is all you know. Get greeted like a nigga if the niggas all you show. A public enemy to send an eye in the scope. My city like an island where you can't find a boat. Hey, you wishing for a raft and praying that hope flows. Some real ethnic loser going down, no soap. Who looking for a chair and some real strong rope just to end it all here? Screaming fuck the mayor. You see the faces at the bottom of the well clear. They act like I'm something to fear. Trapped in urban warfare, pulling triggers at a college career. Can't ignore the call of the wild that's drawing them near. Tried to make fast money, last lost some years. Tried to laugh it off, still couldn't lose the tears. To the rules I will not adhere. Break the law, yeah.
Challenge mine, I'm sick of St. Valentine. I did the Valentine, so I got the style of rhyme. Seek repentance for spitting them sentences to senseless. Experience is the difference, you can't convince this. In a crime sense, niggas is infants. I'm like a senior citizen, still living but getting benefits. Put emphasis on hitting my nemesis in high percentages. Crooked ass cops is the reason for my belligerence. And it gets deeper than that. Remember nights I used to sleep with a gat, with a package of crack under my sneakers strap. These sneakers at, it rained me, it took a week for that. Beat the rap, put you saying, look, he think he the man. Fuck y'all, niggas who thinking they might try us. Watch us incite riots, flip cars and light fires. We already been knocked, scrutinized plus. Cops rush to brutalize us. America's polluted by lust. Who could I trust? If I can't trust you, then I might touch you.